Nova Guest List Podcast
with Kieran McGuinness.
The very best in indie, alternative, and homegrown music from the seriously addictive Radio Nova.
So that was the brilliant And He the Fool on Radio Nova. Show favourites here on the guest list, and they are playing a brilliant festival coming up called Next Big Thing Fest, which is on in the Workman's Club Wednesday 22nd to Friday 24th. I think this is the second or third year it's ran, but I accidentally went onto the page and looked at like the previous years, and the list of acts that go on to do something like really, really brilliant is really exciting. So this is a festival not to be missed. 21 music artists over two stages over 3 days. We're very, very lucky to chat to Alex from XO Promotions all about the festival. How's it going, Alex?
Really good, Kieran. Thanks for having me on the show.
No, it's a pleasure to have you. This looks like a brilliant festival. It's fully DIY. It's really affordably priced. Brilliant kind of list of acts and kind of list of genres. I'd say you're getting excited about it, are you?
Absolutely, yeah. Every time it comes around, it's always a scramble to organise, but it always comes together, and it's worthwhile, you know, every single year. So glad to put it on for the fourth time.
The fourth time, brilliant, yeah. So look, I mean, I'm looking at the festival, and again, it's a fantastic opportunity for these acts. You know, it's a brilliant lineup. Loads of people will be there, and it's just a great way for people to discover brand new artists, and then, as it's called, the next big thing. So how long have you been running shows, Alex?
So XO Promotions, we've been running shows for the last 10 years, and since 2014, and we began in Fibber McGee's on a Thursday, kind of once a month. And we always wanted to kind of put our focus on grassroots level music. And when we mean grassroots, in our eyes, it is the genuine bands that have just started or very, very early in their careers. Everybody's kind of, I suppose, their definition of grassroots is very, very different. Some people think maybe Fontaines is still kind of a new enough band. But for the next big thing, we've always focused on, yeah, our own ethos, focusing on grassroots level music. Most of these bands are very, very fresh on the scene, and we want to give them, you know, a platform, a very professionally run kind of festival to kind of give them that experience. So hopefully as they progress in their career, they have that experience to dwell on.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the tickets are really affordable. They're from €10, which is fantastic. And yeah, it's partnered with Safe Gig. So it's a brilliant event, a very safe, brilliant, exciting event to go and see. But the acts you have on, I think, are really, really special. I love And He the Fool. I think they're fantastic and really, really exciting. But there's loads and loads of other brilliant bands on the lineup. Can you give us a kind of a flavour of who to go and check out?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're very lucky to have our three headliners, our three women-fronted headliners. We got Elsha, Vatican Jail, and Still Blue. I don't know how we managed to book them, but we have them on the bill. One thing I'd like to comment on, Kieran, is the amount of diversity in our lineup. People who would be typically a minority on the broader scheme of things are now the majority. We have a lot of women. We have a lot of people of color. We have lots of people from the LGBTQ+ community as well on the bill. So we'd like to really, you know, really champion these artists, you know, bands that are sticking out to me. Avenue 68, again, very, very fresh. They have a new single called Venom. Yeah, big fan of that. Paddy Keys, I think, deserves a shout out. I'm a big sucker for pop music, so his songs really, really hit the spot. And also, yeah, Vatican Jail, you know, Fran is such an amazing human being, and her music is just so eclectic, so out there. Yeah, just the vibe, really, as people say nowadays, you know?
No, absolutely. So you mentioned there that you really try and promote, you know, diversity and minorities and stuff like that. Why is that important to you?
If the listeners obviously don't know me personally, I'm born to Chinese immigrants. I'm born in Ireland, born and raised here, but my family are from Hong Kong. So I see the world in such a very, I suppose, a very different way to most kids who grew up here, you know. So as XO started, you know, I really want to champion other people who, basically, when I was a musician growing up, I didn't really have other promoters who kind of came up with that ethos. So when we started, we wanted to give everybody a chance, you know, no matter where they're from, their ethnic background or their financial situation or whatever. As long as you're sound and your music is good, let's go for it, you know. So there's never discrimination in our lineups.
Yeah, so it's an open playing field to brilliant new Irish
acts. Absolutely.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, look, it's a brilliant festival. Next Big Thing Fest. It's run by XO Promotions, Alex, there, and it's on from Wednesday 22nd to Friday 24th. Go and check it out on their website. You can type it anywhere. Next Big Thing Fest in the Workman's Club, you'll find it. And it looks like a fantastic festival. Thank you so much for chatting to us, Alex.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks for having me, Kieran.
No, it looks like a brilliant festival. Looking forward to dipping in myself. We're going to play out right now with one of the brilliant headliners, Still Blue. And this is one of my favourites of theirs. This is What You're Gonna Do.
Sick.
This is Radio Nova.
The Nova Guest List Podcast with Kieran McGuinness. The very best in indie, alternative and homegrown music from the seriously addictive Radio Nova.